Hello, Malcolm here with Class 3 in the New Creation Teaching Series for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ in 2024, and we are talking about what it means to be the new creation of God in this world. And today, our title is New Creation, New Picture. If we're going to be God's people in this world, we've got to have an accurate picture of God. So today what I'd like to take us through is a refresher of who God is, and perhaps that's going to create a new picture of God for you, and thereby a new way to relate to him and live, or perhaps just at least a refreshed picture. So let's dive in and explore our picture of God. So what is your picture of God? If you were going to take a crayon or a pencil and draw something, what would it look like? Or even in your mind, when you picture God, how does he look? And we're diving into some pretty deep stuff here today. And in this short class, we don't have time, of course, to flesh it all out. But the truth is that our impressions of God and our picture of him deeply affect us. So it's worth doing the deep work to think about and explore our picture of God. First of all, let's take a stroll down memory lane and see how our views of God have been, well, perhaps have evolved over the years. So first of all, let me take you back to your own childhood, and I'll go back to mine here in a sense, and think about your childhood impressions of God. What was it like for you as a child? What was your picture of God? Did he seem like someone who was attractive to you, or someone who was, well, frankly, repellent? For me, as a child growing up in a Christian family, going to church, God seemed mostly distant, holy, but very other and over there and not wanting to be close to me. That was my main view of God, except when I thought about Jesus or I heard people teach about Jesus. He made God feel a lot closer, a bit more like a friend than a distant deity. And then as I got older into my teens and I went to and joined a church choir and I sang psalms, I sang the ancient hymns, God began to be something or someone a bit more attractive in the sense that he was majestic and awesome and amazing, I suppose. Like some huge, powerful, creative force. Not personal, really, but nonetheless to be admired, at least. So my view of God shifted over the years of my childhood. It might be worth exploring, especially if we're using this class in our local groups, what our childhood view of God was, if we had one, because some of us may not have grown up with any particular view of God, but it might be helpful to talk about that as a group. So let's talk now a little bit about why our view of God matters. Now, a writer that I can recommend called A.W. Tozer said this. He said, "What comes into our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us." Let me give you that again. What comes into our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Do you agree with that statement? See, our image of God shapes who we are and how we relate to other people. And if we see, for example, God as loving, we're more likely to want to be loving, to be, in fact, be more loving ourselves. But if we see God as angry and distant, it can mess with our heads and make us perhaps more angry and distant from other people. Another writer I like called Dallas Willard put it this way: the single most important thing about us is our idea of God and its associated images. So we need to challenge our assumptions and not think that our picture of God is perfect or complete. Think about where your ideas of God have come from primarily, from your parents, from teachers, or perhaps formative experiences. If you went to church as a youngster, some old guy preaching fire and brimstone gave you your primary picture of God. We've got to find a more holistic picture of God, don't we? So let me offer you the following points for consideration, for prayer, meditation, and discussion with your friends. Firstly, God is always greater and better than we can imagine. God's always greater and better than you or I can even imagine. Take Psalm 145 and verse 3. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. And his greatness, and I love this phrase, his greatness is unsearchable. His greatness is unsearchable. Now, so give that verse a few moments of your time and think about how amazing God is. Think about what it means for him to be great, powerful, loving, for him to be the light that we have. It's actually quite mind-boggling when you think about it. And we will need to meditate on God's greatness if we're going to get anywhere near an accurate picture of him. So that's the first thing. What does it mean that God is great? Secondly, how do we get to know the true nature of God, what we might call God's heart? Because it's easy to get the wrong idea, like thinking God can't be trusted because of the problems in the world, or he's just waiting to punish us because that's how we grew up with that particular picture. But I think it's when we look at Jesus, he's the one who sets the record straight, that corrects our errors and our picture of God. He's the one who shows us the heart of God. It's a bit like Jesus is God's selfie, showing us exactly what God is like in human form. In John 14 and verse 9, Jesus says, "Have I been with you so long that you have not come to know me, Philip?" This is John 14, verse 9. "He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" So he's saying, "I have shown you the Father." I've shown you is his heart. So again, the second thing for us to be thinking about is how Jesus reveals the heart of God. What do you see in Jesus that gives you a better picture of the heart of God? Thirdly, God is closer than we might imagine. You see, we're not going through this life alone. God is always with us, every single step of the way. He's always guiding. He's always loving. No matter what, no matter your behavior or mine or whatever is going on in our lives, he is still there with us. In Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus says, "I am with you." For how long and in what circumstances? "I am with you always, always, even to the end of the age," all the way through from now to the end. "I am with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I am here with you." That's Jesus saying that. And that's through the Spirit, of course. So we know that God is always closer than we imagine. How does that help you with your picture of God? We're walking through this life with Jesus, accompanied by the Father and the Spirit. We've got, even when you're on your own, you've got a tribe. Right? You've got a tribe. You are safe because God is with you. You belong at all times in all situations. And we know where we're going because he's leading us ultimately to be with him. So how does that help you in your picture of God? Fourthly, God is three in one. God is three in one. Again, in Matthew 28 and verse 19, "Go and make disciples of all nations," he says, "baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Now, we don't have time to unpack all of what it means that we have what's called the Trinity here, Father, Son, and Spirit. But nonetheless, there's something very wonderful about the relationship between the three, isn't there? And in the three. God's wonderful, complex, relational love is this. It's indestructible. And this is quite a thought. His love is indestructible. Mine is fallible, and mine is frail, and mine is weak at times. But God's love is indestructible. The love between Father, Son, and Spirit has never been weakened, has never been lesser than perfect and full. And that's the love that we participate in. That's the love that we can draw on. That's the love that's being shown to us. Isn't that amazing? He offers us the love. God offers us the love that he has within himself between Father, Son, and Spirit to us to be experienced here, now, as well as in eternity, of course. God's loving, creative power overflowed in creating you and me. It's like he couldn't help himself but create us. Now here on this earth, we get to participate in divine love. How does that shape your picture of God? So what have we talked about here today, helping us with our picture of God? Firstly, God is greater and better than we can imagine. Secondly, Jesus reveals the true nature of God. Thirdly, God is closer than we imagine. And fourthly, God is three in one, and that love is expressed and extended to us. So let's invite God. Let's invite God to heal and to shape our view of him. When we see God as the loving, the compassionate, the powerful friend that he is, it changes everything. It enables us to be that new creation. And we know we're not alone, that we're not truly vulnerable, and we are safe with him. He's always with us, guiding us, strengthening us, and loving us, no matter what. So, how can you and your group journey together as a group of Christian friends in discovering your a more perfect and full picture of God and healing your broken and damaged picture of God? How can you help each other with that? Because different people in a group will have different parts of the picture of God more accurately held in their own mind and heart. So as we, one of the beauties of being in community, in a church community, is that we can help each other to see, to discover these other parts of God and put the picture all together for all of us together so that we together see collectively a more accurate, more perfect, a more beautiful picture of who God is. And that is the key to us being the new creation that can show that God to the world. So let me know what you think about all these thoughts. I'm going to leave you with one last thing here. In the show notes, I'm going to put a picture of the prodigal and the father, a beautiful sculpture that I came across. And one of the things you might like to do in your group is to print this off and have a look at it. And ask yourself, as you look at this sculpture of Luke 15 of the prodigal returning to the father and being held in his embrace, what that shows you about the nature of God. What do you notice? What does the picture show you about Father God's heart and how he feels about us? A little exercise you could do if you find that helpful. That's it for this time. This is class 3. Class 4, we'll continue in a similar theme, but from a different angle. Until then, if you have any thoughts, please let me know. You can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And I do hope and pray that this has been valuable to you in helping you to develop your picture of our amazing, great God. Till the next time, take care and God bless.